From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm strange, enticing, weird, and normal anchorman, Bill Curtis. And here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you all so much. Thanks, Bill, and thanks, everybody. Great show for you today. We are very excited to talk to Daniel Radcliffe coming on later. Now, Daniel Radcliffe, of course, practically grew up in front of our eyes as the star of all the Harry Potter movies. In fact, we have asked specifically today to speak to the 12-year-old Daniel Radcliffe from the first movie when he was at his most adorable-ishness. But we don't care what stage your awkward adolescence is at. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Peter, hi. It's Katie from Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Steamboat Springs, beautiful place. What do you do there?
I work in the ER here. I work nights.
You work nights?
Do you work
during ski season?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Keeps me employed.
I bet. So you have a lot of rich, dumb people coming in.
We are rich and rich, dumb people.
Can I ask you a question? Because I know that
ahead. Some
of those ski suits that these people wear cost thousands of dollars. Do you take a particular pleasure in cutting that off their broken legs?
So much, especially the fake fur.
Oh, that's the best. Well, welcome to the show. It's great to talk to you, Katie. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's the host of Live Wire Radio and the podcast Too Beautiful to Live. It's Mr. Luke Burbank.
Hey, Katie.
Next, it's a reporter for the Houston Chronicle. It's Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hi, Katie.
Finally, it's a comedian and the host of the Who's Paying Attention podcast. Welcome back, Mr. Alonzo Bowden.
Hello, Katie.
So, Katie, needless to say, you're going to start us with Who's Bill. This time, Bill Curtis is going to create for you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Just two, and you'll win our prize. Scorekeeper Emeritus, Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. You ready to go?
Oh, I'm ready.
Katie, your first quote today is from Chris Christie, the Honorable Governor of New Jersey.
I've been sued lots of times before. Get in line.
Governor Christie was reacting, in his way, to a threat by one Casey Hickox, who was detained by the governor of New Jersey because he was afraid she had what?
Ebola!
Yes! You sound like you just found the Ebola virus under your Christmas tree, and you're delighted.
That was the happiest Ebola has ever made anybody.
It's true.
You know, and as a doctor, Katie, I think you should get in the habit of not saying that word that way.
Yeah. Ms. Hickox is a nurse. She was in Africa working with Ebola patients, and she was detained in quarantine when she landed in Newark because authorities said she was nauseated and feverish. That, of course, is a common reaction to suddenly finding oneself in New Jersey. So Ms. Hickox was held against her will over the weekend in a tent inside a hospital, which has the benefit of keeping any Ebola from spreading to New Jersey or any New Jersey spreading to her. She complained about the conditions. She said she had nothing to eat except hospital food and one takeout meal from Kentucky Fried Chicken. Governor Christie scoffed. He said she, quote, had food from the best restaurants in Newark, unquote. Here's the thing, they're both telling the truth.
And Peter, can I take this moment to say goodbye to all our listeners in Newark, New Jersey?
They know I love them.
Did you see what happened when she did go back to Maine? She took a mountain bike ride with her boyfriend and was surrounded by camera people and, you know, the news reporters. And it was the most bizarre scene because one of the networks had the presence of mind to take like five steps back.
Yeah.
And just film everybody else who was filming her.
Yeah.
And my thought was like, if she does have Ebola, she's going to give it to the right people.
Yeah. At this point, the governors, the authorities, Maine, New York, New Jersey, they're more panicked than the people. The rest of us are all getting over Ebola panic. One sign, the suddenly popular sexy Ebola nurse costume. Seriously, at least two companies were selling these up to Halloween. It's a short lab coat, fishnet stockings, and instead of a mask, it's a hazmat hood. You can't see the face, but it's got a stenciled message on it saying, sexy face inside.
You know, I met her once. And that wasn't true.
Well, you are. You can't believe what you read, Alonzo. All right, very good, Katie. Here is your next quote.
The ascent stopped, and there was, some say, disassembly.
That was a bit of understatement from an aerospace executive explaining why his rocket did what this week?
I'm going to go with exploded.
You would be correct by doing that. Very good. It did explode. Boom. The U.S. government and NASA has now outsourced their space operations to private companies, which is great because it is less expensive, but terrible because it's cheaper. This particular company tried to save money by using, and this is true, 40-year-old leftover Soviet rockets they got on the cheap. In fact, they didn't pay for them at all. They got them as a special gift for buying 6 cases of Stolichnaya.
This shows you how my brain works, though, because this was obviously, even if they did get it with the Groupon or something, This was a very valuable piece of space technology that blew up. But what struck me about the news story was not only that the rocket exploded, but it destroyed a bunch of people's cars in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I was less sad about the rocket and more sad about somebody's Hyundai That now had a big piece of rocket that had blasted through.
Well, thankfully, and we should say, nobody was hurt. It was an unmanned rocket. It was carrying supplies for the space station and science experiments, including one designed by some 13-year-olds at Columbia Junior High School in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey, my alma mater. The kids were very upset, but they got a nice consolation prize. The government has given them the contract to build the next rocket.
Now,
I don't know. Luke has me all worried now about these cars. I mean, how do you explain that to Geico?
You know the insurance company is going to be like, did you have rocket coverage?
Yeah, exactly.
Katie, very good. Here is your last quote.
We run the risk of imagining God was a magician with a magic wand able to do everything. But that is not so.
That was somebody saying God didn't just create everything. It happened over billions of years through evolution. Who was this guy poo-pooing the Almighty?
Was it Pope Francis?
It was Pope Francis, Katie. Yes, very good. Pope Francis has already shaken the church. This week he said he believes in the Big Bang and evolution. This departs from the position of his predecessor, Pope Benedict, who said, God made us all individually and for a purpose because otherwise I am wearing this silly outfit for no reason. Now, people have pointed out that this is not a departure from the church teaching. They've accepted evolution for a long time. But there's something about Pope Francis's approach. He just wants to shake things up. He wants to be shocking and different, but it's almost like he's trying too hard. He's going to start showing up in the dorm common room with his acoustic guitar, wearing denim vestments, and saying things like, well, you know, I'm the Pope, but I'm not really religious. I would say I'm more spiritual.
Did you know that there actually are gluten-free communion wafers?
I did know that, actually.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, that's because there are Catholics in California.
Bill, how did Katie do in our quiz?
She got us off to a good start. She got a perfect score.
Well done, Katie. Thank you so much for playing. Bye-bye now. We'll be right back.